the weight of this world, and I know that you can give me rest. So I cry out with all that I have left. Let me see redemption win. Let me know the struggle ends, that you can mend a heart that's frail.
Christmas card I buy, may your day be merry and bright, and may all your Christmas.
country gays. For the holidays, you can't beat home sweet home.
I met a man who lives in Tennessee, and he was heading for Pennsylvania and some homemade pumpkin pie. From Pennsylvania, folks are traveling down to Dixie's sunny shore. From Atlantic to Pacific,
gee, the traffic is terrific. Oh, there's no place like home for the holiday. 'Cause no matter how far away you roam, if you want to be happy in a million ways,
for the holidays you can't be home sweet home.
Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays. When you pine for the sunshine of a friendly gaze,
I met a man who lives in Tennessee, and he was heading for Pennsylvania and some homemade pumpkin pie. From Pennsylvania, folks are traveling down to Dixie's sunny shore.
From Atlantic to Pacific,
gee, the traffic is terrific.
Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays. 'Cause no matter how far away you roam,
if you want to be happy in a million ways, for the holidays you can't beat home sweet home.
Days you can't be home, sweet home.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Hope Show. This is old Shazia's here. I'm going to be sitting in for Beverly, and hopefully that I'll do her show justice. Beverly has a little bit of a head wound that she got during hunting season out there, and she kind of had a little few side effects out of the deal, and hopefully she'll get better pretty soon, but she needs a little bit of rest and relaxation and stuff like that. And so, you know, with that said, keeping in context of her show, the show's about hope and peace and love and trying to benefit and empower people to believe in themselves and help one another out to the best extent. And what better time to do that than around the holidays? You know, as I sit there and I listen to Christmas music every season, it warms my heart because I can see the reactions that comes about when people are listening to good uplifting tunes and stuff, you know. I see people in a giving mood, and they always want to try to help one another, and they're really polite, and they open doors for each other and do all kinds of wonderful things, you know. My question is, why can't people just do that all year round? You know, there are a lot of individuals out there who live their life via that that model there, to do unto others as they would have them do unto themselves, so on and so forth. But it kind of needs to be a little bit more widespread. You know, I have faith in the average Jew. I believe that man is not inherently evil. I believe that all men have the capabilities of doing both good and bad. You know, it's just it's how you want your world to turn out, you know. It's how do you want to leave the world behind for those future generations who are coming after you. You know, maybe you have children, maybe you don't have children. But if you do have children, then you want to leave behind a world that is better than the one that you had to contend with. There's a lot of individuals out there in this world that are in need. You know, there's a lot of individuals out there who are really giving individuals, and they try to do things for others that, you know, go above and beyond the call of duty. Now, you know, I've seen in my own personal life things that we made sacrifices to benefit others, and at the same point put ourselves in jeopardy financially, and, you know, weren't able to do what it is that we needed to do for ourselves to some extent. But I noticed that, you know, there were other folks out there that noticed the good that we had done, and they stepped in there whenever we needed the help. And Bud George, they kept us rolling. And so that concept right there is why Beverly does her Hope Show. She puts a lot of love and a lot of effort, and she puts a whole heart into what it is that she does when she puts her shows together. And if you can have, if you have the opportunity, she's here recently, got a few callers from some folks out there and had some really wonderful conversations with them and wonderful shows and stuff. And support her if you can, you know, whenever she's on air, call in. And sometimes we use my Skype because it's a little bit easier to get shows shifted over, excuse me, from my show to her show. And so you just add user Shaziz as your contact on there, and whenever Beverly's on, you can call via my Skype. And then whenever we get the opportunity and get hers on there as well, eventually I'm going to have it set up so that she'll already be set up, and you can call directly to her Skype. But either way, there's a contact for you. And join in on the chat rooms in over Awake Radio and No Border Radio and We Roar and Shaziz Radio. And, you know, put your comments in there and say hi to her, smiley faces and that kind of stuff, you know. But like I said, she spends a whole lot of time researching the topics that she wants to try to convey a really good message to folks and give them the empowering thoughts that they need to try to traverse their way through what we call life, you know. Life can be a little chaotic and be aggravating and stuff like that. And sometimes, you know, it's so, you know, frustrating that you see what you could be doing to create a better world is just, it's so hard sometimes, you know. Sometimes it's not easy being the nice guy that steps out of your comfort zone to go help somebody. You know, you see some individual walking down the street, you're afraid to give them a lift, you know, because in modern society it could be dangerous, you know. You could get mugged or killed or robbed or something like that. But some individuals, they overlook that, and they just let the good Lord, as far as I'm concerned, they let the good Lord take care of everything, and whatever be will be, and they take that chance, and they help an individual out, and then that individual, because of the love, ends up sending that love on down the line. You know, we talk about paying it forward here on the Hope Show, you know, whenever you do things just out of the kindness of your heart and actually, you know, do some good, you know. Like, you know, there's a couple times I've been in the store and I was feeling well blessed and I had a few extra bucks on me, and whenever I made my purchase and there was a few extra dollars left over and I would have been getting change back, I would tell the cashier lady to use that money towards the person behind me's purchase or whatever until it ran out, you know, to the next person or so on. Or maybe in the restaurant where I would see an elderly couple over there having dinner, you know, and I was able to bless them with paying their meal and not letting them know where it came from, just walking out and seeing the smile on their face as I passed the window and looking back, you know. It's just little simple things like that that make a world of difference in people's lives, because hope is a cornerstone to, you know, survival, essentially. Because if you haven't got no hope, then you really haven't got, you know, what it takes to keep going on in times of trouble, you know. And I feel like, you know, with today's society deteriorating the way it is, that there's a good possibility things could get a whole lot better before they get a whole lot worse, you know, or a whole lot worse before they get a whole lot better. So with that said, you know, you as the individual, even if you're not the wealthiest individual in the world, you know, even if you just got just something as simple as a smile to put on somebody's face, you know, then that's one of the positive pebbles that we keep talking about, that you send that positive ripple across the pond and you will actually benefit everybody in the world. You know, I'm a firm believer in that. You know, if you really seriously sit down and contemplate on what it means to throw a pebble into a pond, the ripples will go all the way to every side of the pond, and they will affect everybody in that pond. and essentially this earth that we live on, we find ourselves living in, this beautiful planet, is the pond. You throw your positive pebbles in there and you send positive ripples across the land and benefit all of humanity. Now, on my show prior, we were talking about the representation of the world. Maybe some of them started off with good hearts and good intentions, and then got absorbed into the corruption of the system and ended up not doing what it is that they promised. And so, with that said, that's not one of the things that you can count on whenever you're talking about hope. I hope my representation of the world decides to do what is right instead of what is wrong and benefits my life. What you need to do personally is to send hope out to other people, and that hope will come back to you 1,000 times over or more. It's just, what you do in this world, it really does make a difference. And, I hope that I can do Beverly's show justice, and I hope that I can convey a message that's going to uplift somebody out there. Every single individual out there has their own life and their own distractions and all this kind of stuff. I keep telling my wife all the time, because sometimes she gets frustrated at things that are going on. There's some things you just can't control. There's some things that are just going to happen whether you like it or not. There's some aggravations that's just going to come your way. And you just got to roll with it. You got to figure out a way to so-called make lemonade out of lemons. When life hands you lemons, you make lemonade. Somebody else will throw the sugar in there for you, make that a sweet lemonade. But, in my belief system, the good Lord don't always give you what you want, but He always gives you what you need. If you look back on your life and you think back about all the individuals that have surrounded you, most of you out there have been blessed by those around you. You didn't always get what you want, but somehow or another you got fed, you got a roof over your head. But there are those individuals out there who aren't as fortunate as you. I got a friend on here, Kent Anderson. He did a really good deal and talked about the real 1%. And he also read a reading out of mine. And the guy's just wonderful. He's got a brilliant mind. And to me, he's probably one of the benefits that I've had since I've started this show and met all these people from around the world. But he talks about if you're able to hear my voice, that puts you in the top 1%, because you have access to a computer, you have access to electricity, and probably have a roof over your head and food in your belly and that kind of stuff. And things may seem to be a little bit rough as compared to what you'd want your life to be, but there's a lot of individuals out there who don't even have that. And I see a world that's so amazing. I wish that everyone in the world could look through my eyes and see what it is that I see. To see what it is that I see when I look at each of you, or when I hear your voices. I see an amazing world. I see a world of possibilities. I see a world of true hope and love and peace and harmony. These are the things that we can accomplish as human beings, around the world. We're all in this boat together, If we poke holes in the boat, we all go down together. And so taking care of your environment, that's an important thing. Taking care of one another and stopping the wars and the craziness that's going on, that's an important thing. If we got, like I said, we're poking holes in the boat sinks, we all go down, all of us. It's not just one portion of society, one race, or one religion, or whatever. We all go down. So World War III wouldn't be what the best goal would be, To solve starvation in the world, that's a good goal. To save the whales and save the planet, save the trees, or whatever. In the long term, nature's in charge. The creator of this beautiful globe that we spin through space on set it up so that it takes care of itself. And all we have to do is take care of one another and we will be provided for. We can literally create a heaven on earth, a utopia, so to speak, but it's going to take not any representation of the world. It's going to take we, the people, at a ground level to start caring about one another, paying attention to each other. You can't buy yourself a stairway to heaven. You can try. You can try to build yourself a house full of gold, and you can get all the shiny things, the plasma TVs and the fancy cars and the white picket fence and the $600-$700 dog, you know, and you can try to do all that, and you can try to make yourself as happy as you possibly can, but you'll notice that there's a lot of aggravations in there. A lot of people are getting neglected while you're trying to build this stairway to heaven. A lot of people in the world are doing without while you're trying to build your stairway to heaven. Sometimes it comes at the price of your own family. You know, you got two parents that are in this today's society with all the taxes and regulations and all the craziness that goes on just to try to survive. High fuel bills, high food bills, high utilities, all, you know, combined in there. And then on top of that, mortgages and prices of what it's going to cost you to pay for your car and to pay for your insurance and to pay for the fuel to go in that car to try to keep this this dream alive. And when one domino topples, they all topple along with it, and it causes so much stress that it actually creates havoc in the family. Now the mother is arguing with the father, and the children are overhearing the arguing and the fighting and the fussing, and the children are upset. And then the children, whenever they finally get to their age, they think that this is the way that life is supposed to be, and then they go out and they get their families and they try to build their stairway to heaven. And just like their fathers and mothers before them and grandfathers and grandmothers before them, they won't succeed to the fullest extent of what they have perceived themselves to have to build in order to make their own personal utopia, their own personal bubble in the world. And so they work all their lives trying to create this stairway to heaven, only to fail. What they neglected was to enjoy the simple of life. Enjoy the simple blessings, and to recognize that when these blessings come about, that these are powerful blessings. These are important blessings. So much as a neighbor bringing you a loaf of bread, that's an amazing blessing, because that neighbor thought enough of you to actually take the time out of their own personal life and step outside your bubble into yours and hand you something that you were in need of. You know, you can do so much for yourself. You can do so much for the world just by believing in yourself. You know, it breaks my heart to know that there's somebody out there who thinks themselves to be so worthless that they would think, even dream of taking their own life. Because in my view, anytime we lose so much as one life in this world, we lose so much more. We have the capabilities, the technology, we have the resources, we have the access, we have one another, we have brilliant minds all over the globe that have the answers and the solution. One man can't do it all by himself, but 10, 15, 20, 100 men, 1,000 men and women from all over the globe, brilliant minds coming together, stepping outside the box, looking at the big picture and saying, wait a second, you know, we can fix this over here because this guy over here, he has this technology and he can help us, and we can put that one missing piece of the puzzle together and benefit all of humanity. I had the luxury of talking to a wonderful friend in Ireland, my friend Steve, who to me, I know I listen to him talk sometimes, and he doesn't give himself enough credit. He's a vast amount of information. He's done a lot of research. He's been around the world. He's seen a lot of things. He's come across ideas and solutions, and he's benefited. To me, the guy has a heart of gold. You know, and just like any other human, he gets frustrated and he gets aggravated because he sees the world as it could be. And yet, we're still making the same mistakes. We're still going around in that same unending circle where we still have people sick in the world. We still have people starving in the world. We still have governments out of control. We are still feeding the beast that is literally eating us all alive. And so, what do we do about that? I tell you, we take an example from a wonderful lady named Beverly, and we go out there and we spread hope to the world. We spread hope by leading our lives and living by example, showing others that you too can succeed. Sometimes it's a little bit of work to succeed. Like over here in my mad science lab, I'm burning firewood. If I want to be warm in here, I got to take the little extra effort to go over there and carry the firewood in and, you know, do all that stuff and get it burning and get it heating up so that I can be warm in here while I talk to all my friends around the world. Took a little bit of effort, but it was well worth it, because now I'm in a warm, happy mood, and I'm able to sit here in comfort and talk to people. And you can do that for others out around the world. You know, if you got a friend or somebody, maybe an elderly individual who burns firewood or something like that, and they can't get around very good, you can give them a little bit of hope by going over there and doing a little bit of manual labor, you know. Helping them out, carry in some firewood, you know, clean it up around their fireplace and make sure that they ain't in danger of burning their house down or something, you know. So many different ways, so many different possibilities. Don't ever underestimate the power of a smile or a kind word. That's what I believe that Beverly's trying to convey on her Hope Show. That's what I believe in. I believe in it wholeheartedly. I believe that we are powerful individuals. I believe that we are powerful beings that have the capability of doing so much more than what it is that we do. And instead of settling for just well enough, we strive for great things. You know, we climb that mountain so that we can stand upon that mountain, and we shout it out to the world, peace, hope, and love. There is a better way to what it is that we're doing. Now, it doesn't matter which country you're in. None of us want any war. None of us want any starvation. None of us want any sickness. And those of you out there who do want death and destruction, you're in the minority. You're in such a small class that it's just somebody needs to reach out and touch your heart and let you feel what it feels like to actually experience love. Love is a powerful tool. Love doesn't go out there and shoot down some foreign individual. Love doesn't drop a bomb. Love doesn't go over there and allow people to die of starvation and sickness. Love reaches out. It reaches out toward that individual that is down on their luck, and it reaches out for the family that needs a little bit of extra blessings during holidays in order to be able to enjoy the holidays. Love is that that nifty little tool that you can use to fight every bit of evil in the world. And there's nothing more powerful. There's nothing more satisfying to know that you just did something out of the kindness of your heart that spread love across the globe. If you got something on your mind and something on your heart that you wish to share with the world, call up your user Shaziz on Skype. Call me up. Join in on the show. You know, the more the merrier. This network here, Shaziz Radio, join in on the chat room down on Shaziz Radio. Go over there to Awake Radio, where they're they're rebroadcasting the show, you know. Go over to No Borders or We Roar. Go over to all the other different networks that rebroadcast. Join in on their chats and share good information with one another. Share peace, hope, and love. In the world that we live in today, we got two choices. We can either lay down and take it, or we can rise up with the power of all the love that we can muster, and we can actually do something to benefit society and humanity and leave to our children something wonderful. You know, it sounds like a pipe dream, utopia, heaven on earth. How can you do that? How can you get everyone to agree? Well, I think by leading by example, you get people to agree. When people look over at your life and they see the things that you're doing, and they say, wait a second, you know, I've been running around, I've been creating havoc and chaos, and my life is chaos, and it's not very nice. I'm sure not getting anywhere in the world. I'm not building anything. All I'm doing is tearing things down. But this individual and that individual over there, they go around with a smile on their face and sharing and helping and building and creating. And they've actually got so many friends that it's just mind-boggling. Because out of the goodness of their heart, the lack of selfishness, you know. Well, I get me and my buddy Coltus, we got an argument with another friend of ours over a selfless act. You know, what's a selfless act? You do something, you know, out of want for a self-return. So, you know, it's kind of a conundrum. It's a play on word. But in the long term, I'm still going to stick to my gun. You do something with selflessness. Where you're not necessarily thinking of yourself. Sure, it's going to benefit you to the extent that you make the world a better place. You get to enjoy a better world. It's common sense. But as opposed to the alternative, which is total chaos and anarchy, living in a world that is just messed up, you know, you spread hope, you spread peace and love, and then it comes back to you. It's that positive ripple in the pond. You know, you're in that pond. And if everybody in that pond is happy, then you're happy. How could you not be? How could you walk into a room of nothing but smiling faces unless you were so self-absorbed in your own particular woes and not smile? As bad as the world may appear to you, there it could be a whole lot worse. You know, World War III to me is the probably worst case scenario. A second civil war here in the United States. Worst case scenario. And everybody who knows old crazy Shazias knows that I'm not a doomsdayer. I'm not a fear monger. I believe that there's a better way. I believe that we need to put the detour signs up and send World War III off in its own direction, away from the population, away from the people. And I believe that we need to take our energies and focus them towards one another, because we are energy. We are pure energy. We are just amazing, amazing creations. And to me, used right, the human being is the best. Used wrong, the human being can be the worst. It's plain and simple, common sense. It's like this internet access that we have right now. You know, it's amazing. It's a vast tool, the technology, research capabilities, contacting one another, talking to individuals that you otherwise never would have had the opportunity to meet. You know, back in the old days when I first got involved with TNS Radio and Van over there, he had a dream and he had a vision and everything was going well. And then there was a few disputes amongst everybody, but the doggone radio station, it split off and it went in a couple different directions. And now there were more networks online and more networks, and all of them actually had the same vision, but what the problem was, they had petty disagreements that they couldn't see eye to eye about and went on about their own way. But in the long term, the ultimate goal was, in my mind, to create a network of like-minded individuals who could spread hope and peace and love and good, positive solutions to everyone around in the world. If we keep this ball rolling, then it's going to keep growing, you know? It's like the snowball effect. You start these off and they branch off and keep on branching off. And after a while, you know, the bush is so huge that everybody gets to enjoy the fruits off that bush. So these are the positive pebbles, the little tiny things that you can do that will empower you to empower others. To let the individual out there to understand that you are not worthless. There is not one worthless individual in this world, in my eyes. Each and every one of you is out there been given free will, a choice to do things, you know. You've been wrapped up in a government system that has essentially kept you down via regulations and taxes and all the craziness that goes on, you know, sending your kids off to war. When, if they were there, really, truly there to represent you and do honor to you know, that office that they actually swore an oath to uphold, the world would be such a wonderful place. I say, you know, instead of taking all the money that we waste on war and death and destruction, we focus those energies, those labors, the tools and the technology, the food and the medical supplies, focus them towards benefiting some third world country to bring them up to our level. These are all obtainable goals. They're all obtainable as long as we, the majority, which is we, the people, use what it is that we have, our resources, together to benefit one another, working in conjunction with one another, even if it's over Skype or whatever. We bring these brilliant minds and wonderful hearts from all over the globe, and we literally take every bit of resources that we have and we pile them in there, and whoever needs, we provide for. To me, this is the ultimate goal of Beverly's Hope Show, is to actually benefit all of humanity. You know, to let that individual out there know that you're not alone. We're all in this boat together. You look over at the neighbor next to you, you know, he might be suffering. He might have enough pride that he don't want to tell you he's suffering. Recognize and understand that that individual needs something. And if you can, provide it. If you can't provide it, find somebody who can provide it, because there are good hearts in every direction. There's so many billions of people on this planet that would do for others before they'd even do for themselves. And to me, that's the ultimate testament of what hope is all about. I don't want to see World War III. I don't want to see civil wars. I don't want to see people fighting anywhere in the world. If it was truly possible to actually get everybody to agree and not fight and want to be greedy and steal and lie and rob, rape, and loot and pillage, I wouldn't even mind seeing every weapon on the planet disperse. But we're not there yet. We can't give up our rights. We can't give up our freedoms. And if it was a world such as what I'm talking about, such as a heaven on earth, a utopia, there wouldn't be no need for weapons. But we're not there yet. We're simply not there. So, with that said, you got to keep peace, and you got to keep hope, and you got to keep love alive. You got to help one another out. You got to do what you can. Practice a little forgiveness and realize the blessings that you've been given in your life, as small as they may sound. You know, something simple. So I'm going to throw on a quick tune or two and just try to hopefully put some sort of warmth in your heart. Share with one another on the holiday. Share with one another whatever you can. And if you can't physically give somebody something, if you can't give them some sort of nifty item like a cake or a cookie or a present or a gift or something like that, simply go up to them and give them a hug. Let them feel that love from another human being. Go up there and find those folks in the old folks home that their families seem to have forgotten them, and show them a little love. Go up into the hospitals for those individuals who have just come back from war and stuff, and show them a little bit of love. Show them that, you know, everything that they've tried to accomplish in bringing peace hasn't gone in vain. Show them a little bit of kindness. Some folks have been misguided and believe that they're out there fighting for freedom and justice for all. They've been manipulated by a society that just doesn't give a damn. And to me, that's the biggest crime against humanity, is to take away a person's hope, to take away a person's dreams. The holidays is a time for us to sit back and reflect, a time for us to give thanks to one another and give thanks to our Creator. To just try to let everything in the past just slide. and do for humanity what we should be doing all year long. Peace and love, everybody. Stay tuned. This is Shaziz doing Beverly's Hope Show today.
Happy holiday to you.
Happy holiday. Happy holiday.
It's the holiday season, and Santa Claus is coming round. The Christmas snow is white on the ground. When old Santa gets into town, he'll be coming down the chimney down. It's the holiday season, and Santa Claus has got a toy for every good girl and good little boy. Santa's a great big bundle of joy when he's coming down the chimney down.
When he's coming down the chimney down,
he'll have a big fat pack upon his back, and lots of goodies for you and for me. So leave a peppermint stick for old Saint Nick hanging on the Christmas tree. It's
the holiday season.
So a hoop-dee-doo and dickery-dock, don't forget to hang up your sock, 'cause just exactly at 12 o'clock he'll be coming down the chimney down. A big fat pack upon his back, and lots of goodies for you and for me. So leave a peppermint stick for old Saint Nick hanging on a Christmas tree. It's a holiday. holiday season.
So
a hoop-dee-doo and dickery-dock. Don't forget to hang up your sock, 'cause just exactly at 12 o'clock he'll be coming down the chimney, coming down the chimney, coming down the chimney down.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday. While the merry bells keep ringing, happy holiday to you.
Sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind.
Welcome to the Hope Show. I'm Shaziz, and I'm hosting for Beverly, who's not feeling so well today. And, you know, I hope I'm doing a good job for her show there. That song that I just listened to, Amazing Grace, I always loved that song because, you know, it's just a testament of this lady, Judy Collins. She just really has a wonderful voice. She sings like an angel. And there are so many individuals out there. Maybe you're not the best carpenter in the world. Maybe you're not the best electrician. Maybe you're not the best sports guy or whatever, you know. Maybe you just don't have talents like everybody else, but you can sing like an angel. It's one of the benefits, one of the gifts that have been given to individuals out there that has the potential to uplift the soul, you know, music. It's just, it's an amazing thing, you know. You can actually make or break somebody's day just with the spoken word. And so with that said, you know, if you can sing like an angel, now is the time in history to stand up and sing like an angel. We do a deal called Shout It From the Mountains, and my friend Muddy Mudman, he took the torch, and he's still carrying that, and you just join in on his show and listen in, and if you got something to say to the world, come out here and say it. You know, come on Beverly's Hope Show when she's talking about different things. You know, She puts her heart and soul into every show that she does. She does a lot of research and tries to put off the best quality show that she possibly can, and in hopes to try to benefit somebody out there. To me, it's a worthy cause. You know, if you got access to Facebook and YouTube and other different social networks out there, you could benefit the cause just by simply getting people to show up in the chat room. Come over to Shazia's Radio and join in a conversation, or go over to Awake Radio or No Borders Radio or We Roar Radio. There's many other networks rebroadcasting. You can find them and you can join in on their chats. You know, hopefully one day I'm going to get a real good high quality chat room like No Borders has got a really good setup over there, and they get a lot of people listening in and joining in on the conversations. We get the opportunity to meet a lot of wonderful people from all over the globe. If that's not a sign of hope, then man, what are you missing out on? Because without these social networks that we've had access to, without the research of other individuals, we may have missed out on all kinds of stuff. Alternative energy ideas, food and resources and things to know, you know, how to be free, how to be sovereign, how to live your life without the, you know, worries of the world. We have the capabilities, we have the technology to bring about hope, peace, love, and change to the world. And it's not going to come via no slick-talking politician that says, well, when I get up there, I'm going to fight corruption and this and that, and then he gets up there and joins in on the corruption. Gets up there and begins to legislate away your freedom and your rights and all that kind of stuff, while at the same time all these things that they're supposedly being there to represent the people of the world are being neglected, overlooked. There's still babies in the world that need food. There's still babies in the world that need food and clothes and shelter. There's still people in the world suffering. There's working poor all over the world, people that work hard for whatever it is that they can scrape together. If you got a neighbor who's in a little bit of a trouble and you can help him out, please, by all means, do so. Give them some hope. Give them a touch of what it feels like, you know, to have somebody who loves you out there. Share your blessings with everybody that you can, and your blessings will just keep on coming back to you over and over and over again. You know, if you put negativity out there in the world, negativity breeds negativity. Positivity breeds positivity. What is it that you want this world to be? What is it that you want to leave to this world? If there's somebody out there listening right now, whether you're a show host on another network or just somebody who's got something warm in their heart that you want to share with the world, call in. Call in live on the show. Join me in here and spread some peace and love and happiness, you know. A good thought. Something that I may or may not have missed. You know, I'm just a man who is fortunate enough to have a radio station and a microphone to talk to and people to actually want to listen to some sort of, you know, I do a Mad Science show, I do the Knights of the Round Table, and my wife Beverly does the Hope show, and we have the opportunity to use the spoken word to try to uplift the souls of the individuals out there who are, in my view, going through a lot of turmoil trying to get somewhere. I'm going to throw in one more quick tune because as I look outside, I see my dog is waiting on me, and he's a cold outside, so I'm gonna throw in a little tune right here. Stay tuned. Peace and love. You're listening to The Hope Show. That's a terrible tune, and that wasn't even the one I was grabbing. Alright, so there's my first blooper on the Hope Show. I'm sure that when my wife hears this, she's probably going to beat me up or something. Let's try this one instead. The dog's in the house, he's warm. everybody. For those of you just tuning in, you're listening to The Hope Show, being hosted by old Shaziz for Beverly, not feeling too well. And there's other friends out there. Steve is not feeling so well. So send your love over to my buddy Steve. He's a really good guy. And there's a lot of individuals out there who are behind the scenes of all these different networks that are doing a lot of hard work in order to try to bring some good content to you and some peace, hope, and love. And so if you have an opportunity to go over and maybe donate to No Borders Radio or Awake Radio or We Roar Radio or any of the other networks out there, you know, if you can donate your time or anything out there to benefit the cause, and if you believe in the dream like we do, that we can actually create a living heaven on earth, a utopia, so to speak, it is possible. We have the tools, we have the technology, we have the love available to do so. It's just a matter of empowering one another to believe in ourselves to the point that we actually take action and put all this thing, all these things that we talk about, you know, to work. So anyway, you know, I put the call out for anybody out there who wants to join in. Call user Shaziz on Skype there, you know, and you know, come on live and tell the world what's on your mind and that kind of stuff. The invitation's always there for, it's a platform. This platform belongs to you. You know, it belongs to all of us. You have a place where you have a voice. You can be heard, you know. Thousands of people throughout the entire globe. We rebroadcast in over 260 countries, you know. And so with that said, you know, we're bringing individuals from every nation together that's actually trying to do something to benefit society as opposed to what we've seen our supposed representatives doing. You know, in my view, you should be able to accomplish a lot more in a shorter period of time as opposed to what their track record has been thus far. And so, you know, with that said, you know, join in the chat rooms. Let us know you're here and say hi to folks and call in and, you know, share your companionship with everybody around the globe. You know, a good word in the right direction could make a lot of difference in somebody's life, and that's what it's all about. The whole alternative energy community, you know, Tesla, whenever he was trying to do what he was trying to do, he realized that if there were, you know, no reason to fight over oil, there wouldn't be no wars. If there was no reason to fight over resources, electricity, and so on, that there wouldn't be no reason for any wars, and we could focus our talents and our gifts on solving all the rest of the problems of the world. Some of the individuals at the top didn't believe the same way that he did and would rather line their pockets than line the hearts and the bellies of all the individuals of the world. You know, in my view, it doesn't take 30, 40, 50 to 100 years to solve the problem of starvation in the world. We take this mass amount of resources. The Earth is a thermoelectric generator of epic proportions, so if you can't find free energy, you're simply not looking hard enough. Those at the top know what I say is possible, but they don't want you to know it's possible. And they will try to regulate away every bit of freedom that you got. They will try to put roadblocks and stumbling blocks in front of you, as many as they possibly can, in order to maintain the power structure that is the beast that is eating us alive. And so that's what bred Hope Show. That's the reason why this show came into existence, because looking out into the world of chaos that we have to deal with on a daily basis, it's you know, it's overwhelming. And those out there who can't get the medical treatments that they need, or financially are devastated by some disease or whatever, it's not needed. It should have never been. You know, people shouldn't have been evicted from their homes. People shouldn't have had their livelihoods taken away from them just so some corporation can move on down to a third world country and pollute them out of existence. People shouldn't have been out there tampering with nature and food and medicines. People shouldn't have been out there trying to make a profit instead of trying to be healers. We have the capabilities, we have the tools, the technology. The Indians knew it. The civilizations of past knew it. They knew alternative medicines. They knew things. And then over the years, they got lost, forgotten, and suppressed. You know? You can't make no money if there isn't no wars. You can't sell no bullets, no guns, no bombs if there isn't no wars. You can't sell drugs if there's nobody sick. You can't sell food if there is nobody starving. And so common sense dictates that if you watch the corporations and the elite of the world, they're going to keep things the way that they want them to be in order to be able to sell food, drugs, and ammunition and everything under the sun. Even the things that they claim to be illegal, they find ways by which they can make money off of that as well. You know, there's illegal drug trade going on throughout the entire world. There's human trafficking. There's so many different atrocities being committed towards humanity that it's hard to keep hope alive in your heart. And the only way physically possible to keep hope alive in your heart is to understand that your hope gives somebody else hope. Your peace gives somebody else peace. Your love gives somebody else love. And like that positive pebble in the pond, once again, you send the ripples across the pond, it affects everyone in the world. Sure, it may not happen overnight because this place didn't get in the mess that it is overnight. It took years. It took decades to get to the deteriorated state in which we find ourselves living in. And it's going to be up to us to raise our children with peace, hope, and love. It's going to be up to us to raise our children with morals. That same child that you raise and you give the morals to, hopefully will go out and use what he has learned from you, those gifts that he's been given from you, and benefit society as opposed to becoming the next dictator of the world, the next murderer, the next terrible individual that's going to cause atrocities throughout the globe. How could a man stand behind a machine gun and mow down the living out there and smile and laugh and enjoy himself as he's causing death and destruction? To me, it's just beyond my belief to see the things that I've seen. To see police officers abusing their office and abusing the individuals, the people out there, peaceful protesters being pepper sprayed and beat up. To me, it just doesn't make any sense how somebody could be that full of hatred that they would want to torment another individual or find enjoyment from doing so. But as the average Joe looks out into the world and they see all these things going on, they begin to believe that that's all there is. They listen to the news media and all they hear is about a gunshot, somebody getting shot over here, there's a wreck over there, there's a war going on over here. The mainstream medias, the fear mongers of the world are sitting there telling you all this death and destruction, and they're not putting out any positive influence towards those people that need a break from the insanity that is the beast that the elite of the world have created. So this show of Beverly's Hope is the positive pebble to tell those individuals out there, wait a second, my friend, brothers and sisters of the world is not all bad. There are many, many, many more like us. There are many good-hearted, golden-heart, big-hearted individuals out there who love you and care. You know, my friend Steve that I talked about, he's fighting some cancer, and he's just one of the most good-hearted individuals that you could possibly imagine, and he works hard behind the scenes. He does a lot of good for a lot of people, and he doesn't always get the recognition that he deserves. You know, he doesn't do it for the recognition. He does it because he knows it's right. Just like you do the things that you do on your networks because you know it's right. He listens to people and he shares the information that he believes in wholeheartedly. He'll put it out there. You know, sometimes you're right, sometimes you're wrong. It's just one of those things. You know, you got to get to weed your way through the mess. But as we're chopping our way through the jungle of life, trying to get to the other side, to the promised land, we are leaving behind us a trail of hope, like that lighthouse that's out there on the corner of the shore that nobody ever really pays attention to outside of those who really desperately need that lighthouse. Lighthouses are on them shorelines because they want to let the sailors out there who are traveling the seas to know that they're getting close to land and there's danger of maybe a reef or something like that. That lighthouse is the guidance system that tells them, you know, where they're at. You can be the lighthouse for somebody else. You can shine that light out there and give them a beacon of hope. A beacon of truth and justice. A beacon of love. You can steer their ship in the right direction and away from danger. To me, that's an amazing thing. That is a powerful gift to know that your voice, your actions, can literally affect the entire world. You know, if you don't believe me, try it. Go around and find, you know, you go into a room and everybody's frowning. You know, they're all bummed out. Life is so terrible. Go in there with a positive attitude and tell them something good about life. Keep a smile on your face and do it long enough. Eventually, everyone in that room feels the love that you feel. They feel the happiness. And you brought to them some hope that the world is not all bad. There's a lot of terrible things in this world that need to be addressed. But that doesn't make the entire world. The entire world is what we together as humanity want to make and leave behind for our children and our children's children of the future and beyond. We've been given an amazing opportunity. We've been given the opportunity to shout it from a mountain. We've been given the opportunity to share across international boundaries, to reach out with our hands and our hearts and our minds and help one another. You know, I got friends on my radio station. I got friends on other radio stations and networks around. I got friends all over the globe that have benefited me in my life, and hopefully I've benefited them the same or even more. We got to keep this dream alive. We got to keep the world going in the right direction instead of the wrong direction. Now, if you look at the track record of we the people, as opposed to the track record of the elite and the governments of the world, you're going to notice a huge difference. We the people, when we come together, are able to solve a lot of problems. Governments, when they come together, are able to create a lot of problems. Because for some reason or another, they forgot about the oath that they had given to go out there and to represent and make the world a better place. They forgot about the ultimate goal of creating a world in which we could live in peace and freedom and justice. You know, what America stands for me, is a melting pot of freedom and justice. People coming from all points of the globe, coming together, the big melting pot. And what I see it becoming is just the opposite. You know, racial tensions between this group or that group. People arguing over who's right, who's wrong, continuously kept arguing amongst one another. Democrats versus Republican versus Libertarian, so on and so forth. And it picks away at all the good works that we've all done. But we can't allow this. All the negativity out there, we can't allow this to break our stride. We have to keep going. We have to persevere. We have to keep on keeping on so that we can bring about the change. Because it's not going to happen by putting it into somebody else's hands. It's only going to happen when we ourselves raise our hands and our tools and our talents and our technology and our resources together. That's the only way to bring about hope to the world. To see a tear in the eye of a baby somewhere in the world in need of something, it's heart-wrenching. Why do we allow this? It's not necessary. We have what we need to take that tear away from that baby and putting a smile on that baby's face. When babies come into the world, they are at our mercy because we are the giants that bring them over and we feed them. We take care of them. We keep them safe until they get old enough to take and fend for themselves. You see it in the animal world as well. The mother lion takes care of the baby cubs until it's time for them to be out there and fend for themselves. It's a huge responsibility to be a parent. It's a huge responsibility to be a friend, a neighbor, an elder. It's a huge responsibility to be what it is and what it means to be a human. We can't allow ourselves in this world to lose what it is to be human. We can't lose our humanity. We can't lose it to greed. We can't lose it to wars. We can't lose it to death and destruction and chaos. We can't afford. This is a war that we cannot afford to lose. We, the people of the world, we want freedom. We want justice. We want love, life, liberty. We want to live happily ever after. And so the only way that it's going to happen is when we, the people, decide that it's time to take the reins. When we, the people, decide that we're not going to go over and fight a foreign nation just to get what it is that we need. We're going to solve our problems here at home, and we're going to help the world by showing and leading by example. Peace and love never came from the end of the barrel of a gun. Peace and love never came from the end of a bomb. The death and destruction that we see on a daily basis, and some of us, we're kind of insulated away from it. Of course, we hear about it on the news, but we're not actually right there in the midst of it all. Those folks in the middle of the war-torn zones of the world, they need hope. They need love. They need so much. They need to know that the world that they see collapsing around them has something good about it. But unfortunately, the way that the thing is set up, these poor individuals, the only thing they see is death and destruction. In their hearts, they know what is right. In their hearts, they know what they need. They know what they want. They want the same things that you want. They want to live life and love just like you do. We can't bring about true change until we bring about true change in our own homes. We can't give to the world peace, hope, and love until we give ourselves peace, hope, and love. When you think that the aggravations that you got are so bad that it's just, I got to give up. I just can't take it anymore. I got to throw it all away. You don't just give up on yourself. You give up on your family. You give up on your friends. You give up on the world. Some folks out there would want to keep us in this stage. They want to keep us in the disparagement. They want to keep us in the anger and the frustration and the hate. They want to keep us arguing amongst each other, because as long as we're doing that, there's sure to be a war. As long as we are so self-absorbed to worry about all the little petty things in life, there's sure to be sickness. There's sure to be suicide. There's sure to be death and destruction throughout the land, which is very profitable. The military-industrial complexes of the world, they love it when you're not getting along. They love it when there's a race war. They love it when you protest against their militarized police of the world. They love it. Because you're selling news. You're selling guns. You're selling ammunitions. By your actions, you sell everything that it is that you despise. When you go out there and you figure, oh, I'm going to show the world. I'm going to make my mark on the world. I'm going to shoot some. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to shoot a bunch of people down in a mall or an airport. You literally feed the beast that you're hating, the beast that is eating you alive. You are feeding it. Because they're making money off of you. They're making money off the news broadcast. They're making money off the radio broadcast. They're loving every minute of it. Their ratings are super high because people are tuned in to find out what's going on in the world. And they're saying, oh my God, it's terrible out there. Don't leave your house. It's so terrible. There's gangs and violence and death and destruction and sex and trafficking and slavery and everything that's so terrible. And so you become imprisoned in your own mind. And you finally get so discouraged that you feel as if you can't go on any longer. You just can't take it. There's nobody who cares about you. There's nobody who would listen to what you got to say. You might have the answer in your heart and your mind that could benefit all of humanity, but nobody will listen. That's what Shaziz Radio is all about. Come here. I want to hear it. I want to listen. I want to put your word out there to everyone. I want everyone to know what it is that you have to say. Awake Radio, We Roar Radio, No Borders Radio, they want the same thing. These networks that I've named off, they're not wealthy. They're struggling by donations. They're struggling by the skin of their teeth. They're struggling by good individuals who have a few extra bucks in their pocket and are able to afford some server space. They do this because they believe in the dream. They believe in bringing peace, hope, and love to the world. And if it wasn't for their good-hearted efforts, if it wasn't for them standing up against a beast that is so enormous, in the world's eyes, if it wasn't for them stepping in to fight against all odds, if it wasn't for them stepping in there and putting themselves, their lives, their fortunes in jeopardy just to say what needs to be said that should have been common sense all along, then the whole world is messed up. If no good people ever stand up, then the entire world is messed up. And then by rights, it should go down, because if it's all evil, it's not worthwhile. There's not a man or a woman amongst you who wants your children and their children and the children of the future to live in a world that is pure evil. And if there is such individual out there, I feel so bad for you, because you've missed out on the most powerful portion of your life. You missed out on the feeling of what it feels like to do good for others. You missed out on the companionship, the love, the amazing power of what it is to see a community come together and overcome obstacles of epic proportions. I want everyone out there to understand how important you are. I want everyone out there to believe in the dream. But most of all, what I want, my hope for the world, is I want everyone to believe in themselves. A man or woman who believes in themselves can accomplish a lot. We the people outnumber the elite by the billions. It's time to take the power. It's time to take the energy. It's time to take all the gifts and the blessings that have been given to us and start building our world. You know, you could go out and buy an old cruddy house and you look at that house and it's just, why would you spend money for this? It's a dump. But for every drop of paint that you put on there, every little bit of beautification, cleaning up in the yard and patching this and patching that, you start to see the inner beauty of that old raggedy house come to pass. It's all an effort. It's all an effort that you had in your mind a vision, and you stepped forth and you did something about it and made your environment a better place. It's that simple. And for those of you out there who don't understand what the dream is, I'm going to play, my buddy Kent Anderson read this for me. He has a wonderful delivery, and I hope that you listen in and you understand what it is that I'm trying to say. This is what it's all about. This is Beverly's Hope Show in a nutshell. This is Shaziz Mad Science and the Knights of the Round Table and all the other shows on all these networks. This is it. This is it in a nutshell. This is what we're here for.
What is the dream? The dream is to bring brilliant minds from every nation together to solve the world's problems, one positive pebble at a time. It will be we, the people of the world, that bring about true change, peace, and love to all. Governments never solve any problem, only create them. Wars, starvation, sickness, oppression, financial slavery, death and destruction is what governments do best. When all the military might of nations is used to destroy other nations, the question has to be asked, why not use that military strength for good? Feed the hungry, shelter the homeless, heal the sick, and so forth. True representation of truth, freedom, and justice comes from we the people, and it never came from slick-talking politicians that say whatever they have to get elected, and then regulate away your freedoms. There is no reason to have starving babies in the world of today. Yet, it goes on. There's no reason for wars and sickness, yet it continues. We as the people must stop feeding that beast that is eating humanity alive. We the people of all nations have the power to bring about a literal heaven on earth. You as an individual have more power than you can possibly imagine. You have the power of the spoken word. You have the power of the pen. The power of action, and most of all, the power of love. It is time to use this power to make our world a better place. We are the founding fathers, mothers, sisters, and brothers of our children, and of our children's children's future. Into the future and beyond, what we do today will define the world that they live in tomorrow. Let us from every nation come together and make that future a great one. Throughout humanity's existence on Earth, there have been rulers and there have been the slaves. Which line do you fall into? An easy question with a not so easy answer. The fact of the matter is that by merely being able to listen to the sound of my voice automatically puts you into what I call the real 1%. Nearly 7 billion souls on this tiny speck of sand in this universe, most of them, nearly 6.5 billion, try to scratch out a living on less than $2 per day. The disparity between the haves and have-nots is incredibly wide. Yet, you are the 1%. The 1% which has access to clean water, food, electricity, internet, education, the list goes on and on. Daily, we're conditioned to make money, pay our taxes, because it's patriotic, buy things we really don't need, and to teach our children to do the exact same thing. We live in a world where they're told our personal self-worth is measured by the money we have and the things we own, sometimes not realizing we really don't own anything. After all, we can't take any of it with us when we leave this little speck of dust at the end of the day. We're made to believe that we are unfortunate to those who have more wealth than we do. We are made to believe that because of this disparity, we are the downtrodden, the disadvantaged, without ever looking at the full picture. We are tricked into divisiveness between left and right, between him and her, us and them, between black and white, where there really is no black and white, just many shades of gray. And yet we still run on a treadmill like the little rats in a cage. We wake up, we work, we pay tax, we go home, we buy stuff to fill an empty hole in our souls. And the cycle repeats. Instead of doing a more intelligent thing of downsizing, doing with less and helping fellow humanity, we keep running on the treadmill. Bigger houses, fancier cars, bigger TVs. The biggest step to finding a solution is to realize a problem exists. The next step comes from within. I'm Kent Anderson, and you've been listening to Shout It From the World.
think about the generations and to say we want to make it a better place for our children and our children's children so that they know it's a better world for them and think they can make it a better place.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love, and a place much brighter than tomorrow. And if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry. There's a place you feel there's no hurt or sorrow. There are ways to get there if you care enough for the living. Make a little space, make a better place, heal the world, make
Hello, everybody. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Hope Show, hosted by Old Shaziz. And I hope I done justice to Beverly's show. So, been trying to convey across to the world what it means to have hope, you know. It should be simple. It should be something that you can understand really easy. Hope keeps the world turning, you know. It keeps the people understanding that, the whole world's not bad. There's always hope of change and things getting better. I believe that's the main point that Beverly tries to put out on her show. I believe that she wants to empower individuals out there to believe in themselves, to understand that the whole world is not bad. So with that said, I sound like I repeat myself a lot because I'm kind of trying to drive home a point. You know, I look out into the world and I see the world as it is. I know how it could be. And sometimes it gets frustrating. Sometimes it gets to the point where it literally brings you down. One another, each and every one of you have the power to prop one another up. Each and every one of you have the power to empower one another via a smile, a kind gesture, something good. Helping out those individuals out there in need is a wonderful thing. So, with that said, that's what it's all about as far as I'm concerned. It's about doing what's right in the time when everything's going wrong. It's about keeping the dream alive, keeping the dream of peace, hope, and love for future generations to enjoy. So, every day we get on here, all these different radio networks and all the different hosts, and they share all the things that they've learned and want to share with you and try to put positive information out there. And so, what can you do to make it better? It's just something as simple as believing in yourself is the first step towards making the world a better place. Because you have so much to offer. You have so much to give one another. In my mind, there's no reason for, you know, any of the craziness that we see, wars and death and destruction and starvation and sickness. To me, it's common sense. And common sense dictates if the track record of the elite and the supposed representation of the world is that of just total chaos and failure, then it might be time to steer this boat off in a different direction. It might be time to put a different captain at the helm of the ship. It might be time for you to steer the ship. If all of us run up together and we grab the wheel and we steer the ship off in a safe and positive direction, then the world can change. But until we take it upon ourselves to understand the power that is us, we'll keep continuing down the road to sure destruction. There's nothing more to say about that. We are on a path to sure destruction. But if we lose hope, if the man operating the lighthouse shuts off the light and gives up and walks away, there's only one outcome. Things just deteriorate. They go south. They go by way of wherever it is that we don't want to be. We don't want wars. We don't want death. We don't want destruction. We don't want suffering. We don't want misery across the land. And the only individuals out there who can spread peace, hope, and love to the world is you. You, the individual, are more powerful than you can possibly imagine. You have the power of the pen, the power of the spoken word, the power of your actions. You have your gifts and talents that, in my view, in my belief, come from us by our Creator, whoever that is that you may believe it to be. Not everybody believes in Santa Claus. Not everybody believes that there's a higher power. Not everybody believes in God himself. But what you have to believe in is hope. You have to believe in love. And you have to believe that without hope and love, there will be no peace. There will be no solutions for the world. Personally, when I leave this earth, I want to leave behind something positive for the generations to come. You know, when you look at the elderly out there and you look at all the veterans of the world, they tried to lay a foundation, a ground, so that you would have a better world to live in. They tried to bring about some true hope and change for you. And so with that said, we're down to the wire, and I want to play one last tune, and I might run about 50 seconds over my given time, and then I'll pass the deal over to somebody else. But this is a good song, and I think that it pretty much sums up what I'm talking about. Thank you for listening to The Hope Show, and as per usual, as soon as the show's over, it'll be uploaded in the form of a podcast that you can share with your friends. If you believe in a dream, listen to that podcast and pass it along. Take care.
There comes a time when we heed a certain call. As one, there are people dying. Oh, when it's time to lend a hand to life, the greatest gift of all. We could go on pretending day by day that someone somewhere will soon make a change. All a part of God's great big family, and the truth, you know, love is all we need.
We are the children. We are the ones who make a brighter day, so let's start giving.
Better day, just you and me. believe the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride to make it easier. Let the children's laughter remind us how we used to be. Everybody searching for a hero. People need someone to look up to. I never found anyone who fulfilled my needs.